In the cold night air was a street hag. This one more street than hag, about 30 or so from the looks of her, and as naked as a 2-year-old at bath time, except for the blood all over her hands and face. Jesus, had he hit her? Dubosky cranked the parking brake, then threw open his door and took a tentative step toward her. You okay, lady? It was a ridiculous question. She was, after all, crouched there in her birthday suit, covered with about a year's worth of grime and fresh blood, a skinny little thing looking what could generously be described as disoriented. As he approached her, he realized it didn't much matter what he said. She was tuned to another frequency. He was about 3 feet away from her, trying not to stare at her tits, which were admittedly pretty remarkable despite the circumstances, when she suddenly looked up at him with fierce, untamed eyes. Then she pounced. It was only then that Dubosky realized she was holding a pair of scissors. They arced high in the air, the wind-up before the pitch. Halfway through the pounce, Dubosky did the instinctive thing again and put a fist in her face. The woman went down with a whimper, scissors clattering on